With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says the U.S.-Israeli airstrikes have now destroyed some 7,000 targets inside Iran. He says as time goes on, the U.S. capacity to launch those strikes increases while Iran's capacity is weakening. He also says that the U.S. and Israel have put Iran on notice.
The United States military controls the fate of that country. Iran has the ability to make the right choices. It should not, going forward, target Arab allies, Arab countries, trying to create pain, the pain that they created themselves.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon is now seeking $200 billion in additional funding for the war.
The Defense Department sent the $200 billion request to the White House, according to a senior administration official. It's an extremely high number and comes on top of extra funding the Pentagon already received last year in President Trump's big tax cuts bill. The $200 billion request raises questions about how long the war may last.
GOP Senator James Lankford believes Iran is a threat to the U.S., even though Director of National Intelligence, Director Tulsi Gabbard, didn't explicitly say so.
It sounded pretty clear, like she was saying, the boss's job is to decide. On the other side of that, the Director of CIA, John Ratcliffe, was very, very clear. There's a very real threat from Iran.
Several House Republicans say they won't pass any bills coming out of the Senate until the SAVE Act is passed.
A growing number of House Republicans are vowing to kill any bills coming from the Senate until the chamber passes what's known as the Save America Act, which would require people to provide proof of citizenship to register to vote and a photo ID at the polls. They want Senate Majority Leader John Thune to try to get the bill to President Donald Trump's desk via a simple majority vote by forcing a talking filibuster, which could hold up the Senate floor for months.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting on Wall Street. Another down day shaping up. The Dow is off 427 points. This is SRN News. A warning coming from a well-known Bible expert.
Bobby Grunewald is founder of YouVersion, the most popular Bible app in the world, and he says artificial intelligence isn't ready for prime time. He tells the Christian Post that YouVersion is using AI behind the scenes, but does not make it available to users because his staff has found that, quote, the best model with the best performance misquotes Scripture at least 15% of the time, others as much as 60% of the time. Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, an Arkansas law requiring that the Ten Commandments be prominently displayed in public school classrooms has been struck down by a federal judge. Last year, seven Arkansas families of various religious and non-religious backgrounds filed a lawsuit challenging the state's new law, naming six school districts as defendants in that case. This is SRN News. EU leaders are hitting at Hungary's Viktor Orban for hijacking a critical aid package meant for Ukraine.
EU leaders are accusing Hungary's Viktor Orban of blocking major aid to Ukraine to score points at home ahead of elections next month. The leaders, gathered in Brussels for a summit, say Orban is reneging on a deal they reached in December. Hungary's PM says he will continue to block the large package for now.
We would like to get the oil which is ours from the Ukrainians, which is now blocked by the Ukrainians. I will never support any kind of decision here which is in favor of Ukraine. Still, the Hungarians are not able to get the oil which belongs to us.
The dispute is exposing weaknesses in EU rules that often require unanimity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
EU officials believe that Ukraine needs about 90 billion euros by the start of May if it wants to prevail against Russia's invasion. More on these stories at srnnews.com.